This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Well, we've got hockey games tonight, and then they're supposed to release the schedule. And I'm guessing the Panthers, I'm just guessing, Sunday or Monday, most likely play. And, of course, Tkachuk, Matthew Tkachuk all over the place. He's just teasing people like, hey, if I'm not there, I mean, I'm feeling pretty damn close. Some good workouts with the team. So, sitting here going, well, sounds pretty damn good that they're going to be at full speed minus Ekblad for a couple of games still left on his suspension. And he'd be back, actually, eligible to come back for game 3 against Tampa Bay. Well, what a great series, man. I mean, all right. Whatever you're doing, you go, wait, okay. Tampa Bay, Florida. All right, let's do it. So anyway, once again, the records are almost identical, and here we go for that. We've got all kinds of other stuff. Tyler Herro, you know, his growth as a player. I know sometimes I'm all over the board, and we get frustrated that he's not better defensively in this defensively driven team. And but man. Last night, hits his first 8 shots, starts the game, 8 for 8, goes on to score, as you just heard in the update, 38 points in the game. They've got Atlanta tomorrow. Wiggins had 20. Davion Mitchell, who, by the way, you got to keep him somehow, right? I'm guessing we want to make sure that he didn't go anywhere. He's been a nice little pickup through the trades as well. So a lot of good stuff. And with them getting that win, see if they can have a good chance. They play like they did last night. They're going to beat Atlanta, and they will get a chance to play the Cavs in the first round of the playoffs in a 1-versus-8 series. So a lot of good stuff there. Once again, last night, if you're watching, Arizona played home run derby for a second straight night. So Marlins dropped 8-9. Mervis did hit another home run. This guy has been a nice surprise. I think he's got, 6 of the 12 home runs they've hit this year, and the team is now 1 game below 500. Today is a 12-10 start. Senior day out, actually, if you get up there early, and I'll give you some information a little later on. If you're in my age group or old, well, actually, it's past it, 65 or older. Hell, I can get free tickets when I go to stuff. Damn. Not a bad way to go all day, Dante. Jeez. That's what I'm going to start doing when I'm done here, is just going like, where's Joe? Oh, it's a 12-10 start. He's out there in senior citizen day.
I said, come on out. A
couple free tickets.
Take advantage. Marlins are playing good.
They actually have. I mean, last night they always get all the run support, especially. And this, by the way, this is the thing. Like, if teams are going to hit 3 or 4 home runs in a game, and the night before it was 3-run homers, it's grand slams. I mean, it's tough when you're not hitting a lot of home runs, and everything you do, single and double, and you got to manufacture stolen base and hitting runs and lay down bunts to sacrifice runners. And it's a hard way to go about scoring runs, man. It is, compared to that one swing. I get it, that one swing with two dudes on and all of a sudden you got three runs on the board, you know?
Yeah, you do all that work for one run. You know, you walk, you get a steal, you sacrifice over, you score. Then the other team comes and hits a home run, yeah, and they score one, two, three, four runs right with one swing of the bat.
Saw it with the Mets. Saw it, yeah. And you've seen it with this Arizona team, which, by the way, is a really good team and a really, really good division. My God, the West, the National League West right now, outside of Colorado, everybody is playing well. So, yeah. Anyway, so much for that. That was a little West Coast in my blood right there is all that was, a little San Francisco Giant. Great start for them. And I know nobody cares. Hey, by the way, we've got all kinds of stuff still going on. And, there's still – we got the draft come up. Actually, it's 1 week from today is the first round of the NFL draft. And I am really excited to see. And by the way, not just what the Dolphins are going to do with the first pick, whether they slide one way or the other or they stick with it. I do. Look, no matter what's going on, no matter, you know, all the stuff, I'm like most of you. I'm not overly excited about a lot of things that are going on. But I do know that when you draft well, it can help you real quickly get your team turned around. And we've seen it. I always talk about the Rams and what they've done over their last two drafts. And if you've been following what they've done after going all in to win a Super Bowl, all in, it worked, by the way. They went all in, paid some guys, and then pretty much had to start dumping guys after. You know, the team went the other way, but they have been able to reload with a lot of really good draft picks. And then you saw what Washington did last year. A lot of it had to do with a quarterback, number two overall pick. That's just unbelievable how well he played running and throwing the football. But, so we got all these needs now in this Jalen Ramsey story, which – It is amazing the fallout, the fallout of the Jalen Ramsey story of, like, it just doesn't all add up to what Chris said. And it's not here to say Chris Greer is a liar. That's strong. And sometimes when you know the truth, it does no good for you to stand up there in front of everybody and tell the truth. Just does zero good. Doesn't benefit you in any way. Matter of fact, hurts you. I don't think Chris Greer's great at it to start with, playing the whole game, but went out of his way to say that, you know, Jalen Ramsey wanted to be here. It was our decision. And you're like, okay, all right. You made that clear, and you sold him on the fact this need. There's other stuff that happened. You don't give a guy an extension for that kind of money to make him the highest paid or one of the two or three highest paid, because some other guys have gotten paid since, at a cornerback position, and then all of a sudden, right before the draft, you go, well, we got some news here. It's breaking, and it's true. Jalen Ramsey, we're trying really hard to get rid of and trade him. And so you can pretty much, right away, I thought Jalen Ramsey, I still believe it, Jalen Ramsey and his agent said, we want out. We see what you're doing. This is not where we want to be. We don't see a team that's going in the right direction. They don't want to be here. And I said, he's looking at two new safeties, trying to figure out what's going to happen at cornerback, but he knows that he and Cater are pretty much only two guys coming back, and he said, that's not going to cut it for me. So then I go, and he can be a pain in the ass. That should be, and I don't know. They do a great job, in fairness to him, of not leaking out when they have turds. Even when they're good players, they've done a good job of not exposing Tyreek Hill and all the things he's done, because I'm guessing if everybody could talk and listen, and even people that know, they don't really want to get into it, whether he leaves early, all the things he's done. And, of course, Chris made him sound like he should be the number one captain on the team and you should just go to him when you have a problem. He made him sound way, way too much for me, trying to make his point about his leadership and how much everybody loves him. And, oh, by the way, just had, things happen at home. Really? I don't know, Chris. When's the last time your mother-in-law called to check in? I mean, it's just, you know, the 911 and the calls, just never good for business for a team. Just not good for business. And I'm sure since then he has been remorseful and he's at camp and, you know, trying to get things going and all this stuff. But, you know, let's not get carried away. Let's calm down a little bit. But back to the Jalen Ramsey. Like, so getting rid of Jalen Ramsey doesn't make you better. And I saw some other guys, oh, it was just about money. Well, just about money now. They didn't know last year when they gave him this extension for a lot of guaranteed money last year and this year. They didn't know that this might be an issue. They go, hey, we'll just give him all this money, and next year we'll trade him away. Nah, just nothing adds up. Nothing adds up on the story. Some people are calling it dysfunctional. And again, the team is, you know, it's been beaten up, and they deserve what is going on, they've done to themselves. And all the contracts that they've redone and what they're doing, and here we sit with two of the three biggest needs on the team, position-wise, D-line and O-line, and we're sitting here once again, and we've been criticized for not being physical enough, not being able to play better in cold weather against good teams, and one of it is because we're not physical enough, we get handled on the line of scrimmage. We're sitting here dangling the same friggin' offensive line. We got left tackle that the national media is not sure he can play. I think he's got a chance to be a good player in year two. I mean, you got to play him, second-round pick. He looks the part. I know he didn't necessarily grade out well for a lot of people, but and then you got a guy coming here, your highest-paid free agent, with an Achilles, coming off an Achilles. And supposed to be back for the start of camp, of summer camp. And then you've still got some other questions at guard. People go, here we go again, same problems. D-line, same problems, same problems. So, and, you know, Zach Sealer, who's one of the leaders of the team, has got to be saying, hey, I'm all in on what? I'm guessing Zach Sealer's not real happy with his pay. I mean, we had a bunch of guys screaming and hollering last year for extensions. If they thought they were worth more money, can you imagine being the only defensive tackle the last 2 years to have double-digit sacks? When Zach Sealer's heard nothing except, well, if Christian Wilkins can't have 3.5 sacks, even though he's really good, but if you don't have sacks, we can't pay you. So Zach Sealer goes, all right, defensive tackle, 10 sacks is a big thing. That's all I heard. Well, Christian, you know, I mean, he did it 1 year, but now he's too expensive. Okay, I get it. I'm not one that jumped up and down all, you know, mad. I get it. I thought Christian was really good and really good leader and gave us some toughness. But they said too expensive for our taste for a defensive tackle. And I'm just sharing all this stuff with you. So I'm sitting here, and they got a great bargain on Zach Sealer. From where he started to the contract he got, he made a lot more money for him. So he went from a minimum wage guy, and they go, you're really friggin' good, and we need you. So they gave him this, and he jumped all over it. And then now he's looking and going, wait a sec.
Yeah.
Dudes that do what I do are getting 20-plus million a year.
So they get a bargain basement on Zach Sealer, great leadership, and then 2 years in a row, basically they don't want to pay his running buddy, so he loses his help.
Yeah, and they were close. Christian Wilkins and Zach Sealer really, really close. Like, really, really close. And, you know, Christian was hurt. He went from durable to injured last year and didn't play that much, actually. Played the first few games and then was out. But so anyway, but Zach, you know, to get away from his contract, that's between he and Drew Rosenhaus and the Dolphins to do that. But he's going to want to get paid. He realizes he's now at a point in his career, like, I need to get paid. I've outplayed this contract that I get, you know, forget where I came from. Forget that I wasn't a first-round pick and that you picked me up and did me a favor and gave me a chance to play. I respect that, but I need to get paid. And he's wondering, who am I going to play next to? Because I got to tell you, who you play next to is important. It is important, and so they got to draft those guys. And my original point is, we need help on the O-line and the D-line. We really need to join the 300-pound club, And I'm sitting here today, folks, and it's not our biggest need right now. It's not our and we don't have a D line. I mean, we don't have enough D line. I can't even tell you who would line up if we had a game today. I can't even tell you, or I'm scared to tell you, who would start at the guard positions, because I don't want that to happen. But we now, if Jalen Ramsey's done, and it looks like it's over, I mean, pretty clear. A lot of nice things kind of said, but, you know, Chris Greer made it clear they're moving from Jalen Ramsey. So you guys can do the math. You get rid of a really good player. I didn't say great player, but a really good player like Jalen Ramsey. And all of a sudden you need two cornerbacks. So this game, as you know, and people listening going to work this morning, especially over by Hard Rock Stadium inside, you play this game with three cornerbacks. The game is now played with a slot guy inside and two guys on the outside. That's the way the game's played. Jalen Ramsey last year, I give him credit for he always wanted to be on the best receiver. He hated playing one side. The dude always wanted to be to the point of being a pain in the ass. Like, I want to cover this guy this week. And, like, you know, and you get – look, you want a guy that wants to cover the other team's best guy and wants to blitz and do all the things that he can do. And, honestly, he's one of the few guys, I believe, that could move from cornerback to safety and be really good. He's got great ball skills and – and if you let him roam around as a safety, I could see him as being a really good one because he's a great tackler. He's a physical dude. And so we're not going to find out all this stuff. But anyway, we need two cornerbacks, folks. And I'm not saying one's more important than the other because we got to fix this offensive line. For all of you that said, I don't care what goes on the outside world, we need to fix our offensive line. Like, no, you got it. Tua's the most important thing. You're saying Tua needs to play 17 games. You give him a better chance, give him a better line. Better running game, more time to throw it deep, more time to have success, more time to keep him upright, all those things. I agree. I agree. I can't disagree with you. But we need two cornerbacks. I don't know about you. We can say all the things about Cam Smith we want. I don't trust Cam Smith. I do not trust Cam Smith. Second-round pick out of South Carolina. Chris's guy. Chris's son's guy. I don't trust him. The comments I see, and they're all positive, and they come back positive, negative on him. Well, he's got to get a better work ethic. That's never good when I hear a coach say that. How about for a young guy? And defensive backs and wide receivers, they run for a living. They're used to running and being in great shape. Well, he's got to get in better shape. What? When's the last time you heard a cornerback, a speed dude on the outside that runs track times, got to get in better shape? Except Mark Duper a little bit. That was a shot if Dupe's up early this morning. Because my man, he just had pure speed, man. I don't know how much he worked at it for a man that was in track his whole life running to make the Olympics. But, yeah. So that's where we are, man. A week out, and man, like, whatever they get, we need. And it's not like you can sit there on draft night if you're at a draft party or watching the first round of the draft and you go, all right, man, we're going to get whatever they get on the O-line, defensive line, or corner. If the dude's good, I'm all in. And I'm not one that's going to sit and go, we got the wrong guy, because I never done that because I don't know. And the guys I have fallen in love with usually aren't very good. I would have been fired even by Stephen Ross if I was a GM. I would have been so bad as a GM, even Stephen Ross would have got rid of me about 3 or 4 years in. And that's knowing Stephen Ross is very not, you know, I would have had good people skills with Stephen Ross too. So I would have been, but he would have let me go like, damn, your drafts suck. God, you're terrible. So anyway, hey, man, we got to go to break here. We're just getting started. I've been on a roll here for a couple of days, apparently, because everybody's calling me and asking me what's going on. I go, you tell me what's going on. I always love when somebody that works inside that over there goes, what's going on? I go, I was going to ask you what's going on. Tell me what the game plan is. I'd love to spread the word on the game plan. Please let me know. I'm ready to go. My name is Joe.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Anderson right to Tyler instead of being in a turnover on a pass he wasn't ready for. Tyler Powers baseline and gets past Herter for the layup. Ballin, shot calling. The man has 38.
There you have it. Jack's on the call last night. Play-in win number one. Need one more tomorrow against Atlanta to move on to the first round of the playoffs. Out of the play-in, into the playoffs. To play the Cavs, the number one seed in the East. And Tyler Hero, man, what a story last night. Hits his first eight shots on the road. Goes 13-19, has 38 points. I always say this. We could talk about supporting Cavs. There was some good stuff. Wiggins and Mitchell and some others last night. Bam had a little double-double for himself. But, you know, people ask, man, I love sports and I love – great performances in games that, like last night. You lose that game, you're done. And Chicago has had a pretty good job, except in these playoff games, playing against the Heat. But last night, that guy showed up. Somebody got to be your lead dog. And last night, Tyler Hero put together that game. For guys that come in, I got no problem with guys making the big bucks. You just want to see them play like big bucks, guys. And last night, Tyler Herro, who's a former first-round pick, that people around the league go back. They all know he's good, but how good? Listen, man, and he lives with that. But last night, and his whole attitude and mindset this year has been that to go out and friggin' score. He ended up averaging a little under 24 points a game. But last night, needed somebody to really lead this team, and he got him off to a great start. I think he had 23 in the first half. But it's one of the things you like, right? You go to a game, and I used to hear that about Marino. Win or lose, they go, man, doesn't matter that we lost the game. I mean, we wanted to win, but that dude threw for 450 yards and four touchdowns. What a game, man. We saw throws. We saw things we've never seen before. And I kept, hey, listen, kept Dolphin fans around a long time. The entertainment factor of and in the game to the last drive because of what he could do and the guys he had with him and everything else. So, hey, man, you like those performances? And I always tell everybody, like, hey, what's the thing? I enjoy most, man. I love star power like everybody else. I love to watch players. I like a guy that gets the tough road. The Zach Sealers of the world get the tough road and become one of the best, better defensive tackles in football after being dumped by Baltimore. And Chris does a great job of getting me, bring him right in. We needed help. And they go, wow, he can play. Holy smokes, he can play. And the rest is history. Here he is as one of the veteran guys now on this team. So all that stuff is great story. But you got hit on first-round picks, man. I'm a big first-round pick guy in any sport. Whether it's Max Meyer pitching last night as a former first-round pick, it's Tyler Herro, former first-round pick, playing like it last night. If it's like any of the first-round picks that we've had, you just go, wow, that's what a first-round pick looks like. So anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as Bo will join us a little bit later on the show. Panthers. Hoping to, it looks like they play this game Sunday or Monday, most likely. First game against Tampa Bay. They could have Kachuk back and everybody else back except Ekblad, who's suspended for the first couple of games, still part of that suspension. He would miss the first two games. So he'd miss the first two games in Tampa Bay, but he'd be back here for game three, ready to go. And, they could be at 100%. They could be full speed. And that's where they wanted to be, to try to run this thing back with what they've added to the team, plus all the guys or core guys that were a big part of what happened a year ago. So that thing is going to be fun. I just can't wait for game one and looking forward to it to get to this point. And they've been to Stanley Cup. Can they get there? Can they get there for a third straight year? And it'd be obviously not an easy road to do it, but you look at everything in the East. They got a shot. They got a chance once everybody's back. And so we'll be talking a lot more about that. Coach was fantastic this past week talking about everything and the fact that Kachuk was about ready to come back, that it was just a few days away, which, again, looks really, really good. All right, so the other thing. We got the NFL draft. If you're just joining us, it's a week from tonight. And the first round, and then, of course, second and third round, which Dolphins have picks in both those rounds, will be on Friday. And the rest of the draft, 4, 5, 6, and 7, will be on Saturday. Dolphins got 2 and 4 and 2 and 5. So we got a lot of picks early in day 3 as well on a Saturday for people that watch and pay attention to this. And I think we're all kind of curious. By the way, I'm just kind of curious about the draft of all the guys that have been getting ripped to all the guys that could be moving up. I think we're always intrigued with what's going to happen at the quarterback position. Besides, you know, and they're even starting to rip our guy Cam Ward a little bit. I say, oh, man, you better not fall in love with any of these quarterbacks, including Cam Ward. I'm like, I hear these guys going, no, don't, you're not ready. You're not ready. You need a lot of other positions. Like, what are you talking about, man? You know, you got a pretty good idea, and it is a lot harder when you are a high pick and you go to a team that is just empty of talent. Don't get me wrong. It is hard. For me, I feel better about Drake May in New England than most people do. Drake May played with nothing last year. I saw that show up close. That was the worst New England team I've seen in 25 years, that team that was here last year. That team was terrible. And I saw enough to watch Drake May go, you know what? He had no offensive line. Worst group of receivers in football by far. Those guys, that was just being nice. Those are just average NFL receivers, and that's being nice. And that guy can play. I agree with everybody's going, hey, yeah, we got our guy. We just got to get him some help. But it is a lot harder to do when you go to a bad team. I agree. Guys that drop, they get a chance to play later in the draft. I always say this, Dan Marino's going to be good no matter what, but he came into a perfect situation. We went to the Super Bowl with Strock and Woodley the year before, where Don Strock was cleaning up David Woodley messes for like 2 years before. And we had good records, real good records, winning the division, winning a lot of playoff games. And now he drafts at the end of the first round, Dan Marino. So he comes in here and he's got veteran receivers that are really good, really good. He's got Durrell Harris, Nat Moore, and Jimmy Cephalo. That batch of receivers, really good. And then they had two young guys. One guy was a track guy named Mark Duper. And the other guy was this little guy out of Louisville, was really athletic, was taken in, what, seventh round, eighth round, ninth round, whatever it was back then, who ends up becoming one of the greatest receivers to ever play the frigging game. So and an offensive line, because we used to run the ball a lot, really good offensive line. So it was a perfect, perfect situation for Dan Marino to shine early on. Now, if he has to play, you know, Elway was at the other end in the same draft. And I don't know if people have actually taken time to look at John Elway, who won a couple Super Bowls late in his career. Early on, he was about a touchdown and a pick. He threw one touchdown and one pick. Don't get me wrong. Physically, one of the most gifted quarterbacks of all time. You look at what he could do running and throwing, not to mention the Yankees wanted him to be a right fielder for him. I mean, the guy was a ridiculous talent. But again, you can look at the numbers there for a long time early on. He was a one-in-one guy. Which way, you do that now, people go, Jameis Winston, we got to get rid of you, a one-in-one guy. Until they got that thing figured out, got a running game, and all those other things. So, but you got to see, if you think a guy can play, you got to keep trying. You got to keep trying for some of these teams. You have to try. And if you miss, I mean, don't miss too much. Your ass will get fired in most places.
Most places.
Anyway, hey, listen, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here. Somebody gave me a little history lesson on my take on this quarterback thing. Hey, before we do go to break, All Day Dan Day with us this morning, and Kim Bocamp will join us a little bit later on. But before we do, I want to ask you, is there any of these quarterbacks outside of Cam Ward that you're going, okay, Sanders, Dart, Milroe, any of them, you're going, I might not take him in the first round, but I'll take him in the second round with a chance to be a Jalen Hurts kind of guy, which is a really good football player, really good quarterback. You like any of them? Any of them you're going, and I know I'm not GM, and I know you're not, and I'm not trying to put you on, and you're not going to get fired or anything. You'll be around forever. What do you think? Any one guy.
Jackson Dart, second round, third round.
You drinking the...
Dylan Gabriel, even a third or fourth round out of Oregon. Take a shot. Take a flyer. No. What if it works? Whew. What if it works?
I mean, it might. There's a lot of those guys. Yours is coming in. Kid at Syracuse threw for a zillion yards.
The guy from Louisville.
26 years old, but everybody's saying he got more talent than anyone. Now somebody's coming out saying he's got more talent than all of them, but he's older, and I don't know. The fact that everybody's all over the board on this quarterback class, and only thing they agree on, it's not as good as last year's class. I don't know. All I know is those guys are getting paid a lot of money to make those decisions, and you and I are sitting here in this little studio on a Thursday talking about it, right? And whatever we say, not going to affect anything.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then next week, man, I gotta tell you, whatever you're feeling, as an NFL fan, or if you live around here and you're a Dolphin fan and it's in your blood, you should still be excited and care to see what they're gonna do for this draft. Because this is the biggest draft Chris Greer has ever had, and I thought he had some big ones. Now, don't get me wrong, we handed him two of the biggest drafts a couple years ago. We lined him up with all kinds of ones and twos. You remember those? And we go, Chris, we gotta put this together. This is an important one. It's gotta happen quickly. And now we went through some thin drafts and we're back to a full speed draft. And it's the first time I can remember Chris Greer talking about, and this is not a shot. This is saying, yeah, we gotta hit on some draft picks because they need to come in and play. This can't be about street free agents that are still out there in that wonderful street free agent class of players that's still out there waiting to see. It can't be about that. Just no. What people care about and the upside is not the guys you're getting at the end of their careers that are still sitting out. It's about the guys just starting their careers. They got a lot of tread left on the tires that you hit on. Those are the guys, and you've got not only a hole on a few positions, some positions We need a couple of guys. We definitely need two cornerbacks. That's not up for debate. There's no way they're going to go with a couple of rookie free agents from a few years ago and a second-round pick that hasn't done anything yet. There's no way. They're just – if they're counting on them, then they might as well just all walk out of the building together. They got to go get some cornerbacks and maybe another veteran guy if he's out there that they think still got a little something left in the tank. But you need two cornerbacks. I think you need one full-time guard and a guard tackle. Because of the amount of injuries we've had, we're not going to play with five guys all year. That may happen some places. Buffalo seems to always play the same five guys, but that doesn't happen here. So you got to get some extra guys, some guys that, and then the D-line. You can make an argument. We need not one, but you need to replace Calais Campbell, and you have to replace his backup last year who did that was an important part of this thing, Deshaun Hand, who played pretty well, had some good plays. Part of that defense that was good last year. So there's a lot of needs, man, and I hope this draft's full of 300-pound bodies. I do. But saying that, you got, I don't know how many cornerbacks. I know they've been bringing in they've been bringing in a lot of guys for that 30 players they can bring in to interview and work out and talk to and guys that they like. And you're going to have to find one of those guys in the first few rounds, at least one that can come in and just play big-time football and probably the first pick. I hate to do what you do with the first pick because there is – whether it's a defensive tackle, a guard, or a cornerback, that guy needs to he needs to be day one. He passes through all the old veteran guys, and they line him up and go, you line up with the ones. That's where you're going to be because you're going to start. You don't have to earn it. You're playing it. By where we drafted you, you're the starter. Coach him up. Here we go. And get him ready to go. So I do want to say this, too. Because everybody's got us now, and we're going to play some stuff for you. Some people said they're going to win five or six games. I don't think that's going to. I don't believe that with Jonnu Smith and Devon Achane and Waddle and Hill still on the team. All your skill position frontline guys are still there. Listen, I know it's about depth, and we get guys to get hurt, but the frontline guys are still really good. And you know, the other question, and it's a question every year. You take a deep breath before you say, can Tua play 17 games? Can Tua play 17 games? I know they're getting another guy ready that was drafted second overall, and I know he's got some physical talent. But this offense was built for Tua. And I'm guessing they're putting together some stuff right now to get that passing game, more explosive plays back in it. And then they got to get a running game. I mean, we can't go through this 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1 and just not have success. It's been around too long. And the only way you're going to fix it, I know we could talk about all these different things, and I'm not trying to say it's one fundamental thing. I don't think it is. But you got to get some big guys. We got to change. You know, these numbers, they're not crazy, and everybody goes, oh, see, you got a cold weather game this week against a playoff team. You got no shot. And then you look at the numbers, and everybody goes, and you look at W's and L's against them. Right? Hit me right in the face on the Green Bay game on that Thursday night. So, okay, we're going to Green Bay, and they got a good team. They're not the best team, but they win. Seem to win 10, 11 games, 12 games every year. And sure enough, one of the worst tackling games I've seen. Anybody remember that? Even effort was questioned at times. Even some other players got mad at other players for effort, even came out. And that had, you know, that's never good. Oh, calm down. Don't start that. Keep that in-house. Don't do that. But until we take care of that problem, you know, We can talk again. I don't want to hear about in the old days when we played 16 games. I didn't want to hear about 9-7s and 10-6s. And you got to build this team to have a chance to win in December and January. You have to. And we haven't been built that way so far. We need big guys. We need some big, nasty dudes, man, on both sides of the football. We do. We got to go to break here. 7 o'clock hour's coming up here. See, I'm a little nicer about it. See the way I handled that today? It was just talking. It's not vicious. It's not name-calling. It's not all that stuff. But what are we doing? It's fair. What are the Dolphins' identity? That's fair. What really happened with Jalen Ramsey for this strange move to take place a week out from the draft after you just made him less than a year ago the highest paid cornerback or one of the two or three? I don't know where he ended up with all the money and stuff, but he's right there at the top getting paid. That all of a sudden this thing just and it was our decision, but we looked at him and said, we paid you a lot of money, but you know what? We're moving on. I know there's probably some drama in there that nobody wants to get out because drama makes everybody look bad. And if a veteran player says he wants out of here, that's a bad look. I don't believe in what you're doing. And I don't know if Jalen Ramsey's going to stay quiet. I think he will till he gets a new home because you don't want to burn bridges and go, do we want to put up with that on our team and all that stuff? So I think Jalen Ramsey and his agent are going to be quiet for a while. But at some point, Jalen Ramsey is going to get in an interview, and he's going to spill some beans on what happened. It's like we've heard Chris Greer's story. We haven't heard from Jalen Ramsey. Stay tuned.